This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. You sound a little muffled today. You got the same board and no equipment?
Yeah. 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 I can hear my voice in the headphones. I'm looking at the meters. Everything's 5x5. It looks... Looks good from my end.
Okay, it just has a different kind of resonance to it, kind of like
maybe it's because I've been cheering for the stumble bum, and you know, I'm on the sidelines and cheering, go, what a great job you're doing. Maybe my voice is hoarse. And by the way, his approval rating is all the way up to 43% now. So
all the way down.
Well, you know, if it doesn't hit zero, something is really, really wrong. Okay.
Well, it'll never hit zero. There's always, you know, the way those things go. But what do you want to talk about today? Do you want to go and talk about that eBay case, which was kind of interesting? Or I know last week we didn't really get to talk much because I took that break on Jeff Bezos' spaceship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about eBay. Would you like to share what you've learned about that?
And by the way, have you discussed it with previous instructors over
no.
the week?
Okay. No. This is the first our class is going to hear of the eBay beating up its customers and threatening them and harassing them and doing all kinds of coercive acts. I mean, just over the top eBay. And for those of you who use eBay, it's probably a love-hate relationship. They're a miserable outfit. And I remember Art Bell talking about there's this new company, and they call it a new kind of a place. And you can buy and sell things. And it used to be 3% commission. Now, by the time they're done skinning you with PayPal fees and all the listing fees, they must sit in a room and try to figure out what other kinds of fees can we add on to change the terms, the conditions. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And the fees are around 20%, maybe a little higher by the time they're done skinning their customers. But go ahead. Please tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's so, I got to tell you, it's so outrageous a story that I had to research it on the internet to make sure, you know, it wasn't just some fake news source making up something. Because honestly, it sounds made up, and I hadn't heard about it, even though, you know, I'm in the area. But I think the problem is with COVID, so many things going on that it somehow, you know, didn't really make the local news. Plus, it didn't make our, you know, eBay's obviously a Silicon Valley company. Didn't really make it and look very good, very good light. But here's basically what happened. There's a couple that writes a newsletter about, you know, different internet companies. And so this couple and, you know, basically they wrote some negative things about eBay, and it got to the executive, and they, instead of, you know, writing in and saying, hey, let's address your concerns or let's talk about it, or did we have a chance to address what you've been writing about us, instead, they decided, we're going to harass and stalk them and make life miserable for this husband and wife, and that'll get them to stop writing bad things about us. And the couple was in Nantic. I guess that's Massachusetts. And eBay obviously here, but eBay also has a New York City division. So this went all the way to the president, who gave the go ahead to do this. So that's how outrageous it was. So what they did is they just started mailing harassing documents and things to the couple. And this was like literally pig's head, pornography. They sent a letter out to all the neighbors inviting them to a swingers party at the couple's house. It was just absolutely outrageous. And at first, the couple didn't know what's going on. They didn't even, you know, who would even think, because you wrote something negative about a company, that would be linked to these bizarre incidents that were going on at the couple's home. But indeed, eBay was behind it. And I don't think they were probably the brightest lights on the tree, because wouldn't you think it was so expensive what they were sending and mailing and doing, that you would think they would know that with modern cyber tracking, it's going to get back to them. But they kept doing it. They kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And, obviously the couple went to the police, but this went on for a month. What are your thoughts?
Oh, the reason I sent you that story was because I thought it was outrageous, over the top, disgusting. And I believe that that's what happens in politics. I believe that's what happens in corporate life. And, advertising that there's a swingers party at this couple's house, which is all fictitious, is over the top for a corporation to do that. So what should happen to these people who perpetrated these crimes? See, I think the problem is we've gotten away from an eye for an eye. So what do you do when a company does that, and a company hides behind their corporate immunity, the corporate protection? Well, these are individuals who have committed these crimes. So, you know, you can fine the corporation, and that money comes out of the shareholders' earnings, right? Well, that's not what you do. You go after the CEO. You go after the CEO for participating in these criminal activities, and you arrest them. And you put them in the clink, and you let them experience pain and discomfort for a long time. And you publicize it, and you make sure that everybody knows that these guys are criminals. Because, you know, you look at the CEOs of these corporations, you think they walk on water. They don't walk on water. They have gotten to where they've gotten by bludgeoning their competition. You think Amazon is a real nice competitor? They bludgeon their competition. Amazon can ship something across the country for less than you can ship an empty envelope across the street. Why? Because they've gotten concessions from the United States Postal Service and the other common carriers that you can't get. These are not nice ways of doing, these are not nice, fair, level playing fields. That's why you can't compete. That's why the little guy can't compete with Sam's Club, Walmart, Federal Express, Amazon, eBay. That's why the little guy can't compete. There are a whole bunch of startup companies that tried to, hey, you know, we'll do an auction business, we'll do it for less. It never works. They can't pull it off because it's not a level playing field. And they get beat up by these large corporations. So you're absolutely right. It's disgusting. You know, sending a pig's head, sending the subscriptions to pornographic magazines to put doubts in the family's heads about, you know, what's my husband and what's my wife up to. I mean, this is criminal activity. And I think, you know, I was against the death penalty, but not anymore. Not anymore. When people perpetrate crimes that are of this magnitude, I think a hanging in the public square is appropriate. Now, some people might think I've lost my mind. I don't think so. I think that there's so much illegality, so many politicians taking bribes to the disadvantage of the people they promise to represent, to the oath that they take to uphold and defend the Constitution from enemies both internal and external. They violate their oath of office. They lie, they cheat, they steal, and they get away with it. Because they know the people who are judges, they know the police, they know the who's who that lets them get away with it. And just one more example, Apple. Apple violated the privacy of millions of people with their Siri application. They had private contractors listening in to your Siri, if you have one, on your phone or on your, what would you call it, automation device, you know, where you talk to Siri. They have people listening in to your house. So it's like you have a megaphone to the world in your house if you have Siri. And Apple didn't tell its customers. That's another crime. And so what should happen to a guy who runs Apple? Well, obviously he knows about that. So if we had an extreme penalty for these perpetrators of these crimes, and there were hangings in the public square, the other CEOs would say, oh, no, no. I know what, listen, those guys had a necktie party. And it was painful for the guy who was wearing the necktie. That's what they used to do, Bert. You know, when somebody stole a horse, they'd hang him.
Yeah. Yeah. Even cattle.
That's right.
Cattle rustling. Right. Do they have that in Missouri now, currently?
Well, cattle rustling. Well, we had some cattle stolen here. A guy cut our fence. Got our cows out, put them in the back of 40 acres where you couldn't find them. I found out about it. And instead of doing it the old-fashioned way, you know, I called the sheriff. And the sheriff said, you know, how can you prove that you're cows? And I said, well, they have these lime-colored green ear tags. Everybody else has red and white and orange and yellow. And we have these lime green, ugly looking ones that are different from everybody else's. That's why we have them lime green. They're ugly and nobody else wants them. That's why we have them, so we can stand out. And I said, well, just go there and I'll tell you what, I'll call them. And I couldn't even see the cows. They were so far away. So I said, come on. And you hear moo, 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 moo. They're all mooing. And they know that that's me. And they come running. And the sheriff said, well, I guess they're your cows. I said, yeah.
Took them back.
Yeah.
But for you.
Well, I mean, that was my first choice. Gunfight was second choice, right?
Which side would the sheriff have been on?
Well, the sheriff was on the side of right. And, you know, I took the sheriff, this was many years ago, I took the sheriff to our farm. And I said, so, see those cows? They're black. Our cows are black. Our cows are Angus, black Angus cows. They're all black. They don't have white faces. They're not Charolais. They're not red. They're not black and white. They're not Jerseys. They're black Angus. And they have these these greenish lime ear colored ear tags. And when I call them, they'll come. And when I called them, And they looked up and ran from the other side of the hill where we couldn't see him. He said, I guess they're yours. Because no cow was going to come running to, come on. I mean, that's an East Coast call.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Bert's with us, and we're talking about cattle rustling. And so, Bert, think about it like this. So my savings account is walking around on the farm, our whole family savings account, and it's in cows. And let's say a cow's worth $1,000, just roughly speaking. So if someone steals six cows, that's $6,000. That's grand larceny. It's grand theft. And you just don't do that. It's immoral, and stealing from somebody's hard work is just totally unacceptable. And cattle rustlers are the lowest form of life. You know, well, actually, second lowest. Politicians are the lowest. It's something that's just not tolerated. So if someone steals cows, they are branded for life as the second lowest form of life. And that's just the way it is. So, I mean, how would you feel if someone just helped themselves to your bank account, right?
Yeah. That's well, you know what? Six eBay, former eBay executives, were even worse, because it was worse than stealing from this husband and wife. They went after their livelihood. They tried to destroy their business and ruin their reputation with their neighbors. They actually were sending harassing things to the neighbors as well and trying to ruin their business and their lives. So that's even worse than stealing. You know, stealing, you can, you know, maybe replace items, but ruining somebody's reputation, livelihood, and destroying their business, that sounds pretty wicked to me.
So what was the net result? I didn't read the net result. I mean, was there a massive fine with the proceeds going to the victims, or did the eBay employees get away with their crimes?
Well, they definitely got caught. The funny thing is, again, I said I didn't think they were that bright. So halfway through this, they hired a retired Santa Clara police officer to approach the couple, pretending he was from eBay and because by now they were suspecting eBay. And he approached them to say, I'm from eBay and I'm going to help you with this. But really, he was on the inside trying to figure out how to get them even worse. And by then, they were also thinking, we have to cover our tracks. But they didn't cover their tracks. They tried to break into their house and put a tracking device on their car. But by now, the couple had alerted the local police in their town in Massachusetts. And that escalated to the FBI. And the FBI escalated the whole case and started investigating. And that's when everything started falling apart. And ultimately, to make a pretty long story short, ultimately they were all arrested. The CEO was clearly involved, at least to give the go-ahead. He was not charged, but he resigned for personal reasons a couple of weeks later, as those things go. And I do not have the deposition on to did any of these guys do prison time, what the fines were. I don't have that information. I'm guessing since this was last summer, so it was a year ago, I'm guessing it's been resolved by now. The sentences were up to 5 years in prison, 3 years release, and up to $250,000 restitution. But I don't know, other than the fact the CEO had resigned, you know, obviously fired with no charges. Other than that, I don't have the disposition of the six other executives.
Okay. Did you mention that a retired Santa Clara, California, retired detective was involved in this?
Yes. They hired him to say, to pretend he was from eBay and wanted to help the couple. I think this couple was a lot smarter than probably all these guys put together. So I don't think it went anywhere except to get that police officer, well, retired officer, in trouble. I don't know if he was charged because it's listing just the six executives with the criminal charges. But, yes, they tried to do that. And then, obviously, once the FBI got involved, they started panicking and deleting messages and having conflicting stories. And you know how that goes with cover-ups always. In this case, I'm not going to say the cover-up was worse than the crime, because the crimes were absolutely awful. I mean, I didn't even go through the list of what they were sending to these people's house. Live cockroaches, human feces, to the neighbor's house.
We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists had expected 725,000 jobs to be added to the nation's payrolls last month. Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Friday indicate the U.S. economy added only 235,000 jobs in August. There is some good news in the report. The unemployment rate fell from 5.4 to 5.2%. Also, wages rose 0.6% in the same time frame. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California has not ruled out drafting articles of impeachment against President Biden and some in his cabinet regarding the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and the deaths of American soldiers. Georgia Congressman Republican Andrew Clyde on Thursday.
President Biden and his advisors should have seen the rapid fall of Afghanistan coming. This was not an intelligence community failure. This was a failure of leadership. So they are culpable and directly responsible for this humiliating and deadly retreat.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever since Earth collided with the planet Theia, climate change has been happening on Earth. There's no such thing as climate stability because it's always changing. The deserts of Arizona were once a tropical rainforest, and without any influence from humans, the rainforest went away and became the desert we know today. There is a difference between scientific theory and scientific fact. New York Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN is blaming Hurricane Ida on climate change.
I just want us all to stop and think about a storm that hit Louisiana and then had an impact as far north as New Jersey, New York, as like an after effect. This is a whole new world. So to answer your question, we've lost 13 New Yorkers, and it's horrible. We've lost 13 New Yorkers, and it is because this storm was so ferocious and sudden in the rainfall accumulation. This is not the challenge we've had in the past. In the past, you think about flooding. It was coastal areas. That was a huge challenge. This is something entirely new. Rain that accumulates so quickly that people can be trapped in their own basement far away from any seashore, and that people can be trapped in their cars because the rain accumulates so quickly they don't even know what hit them. We're in a whole different world, and we're all going to now have to act very differently because this is not the world we knew. This is a kind of extreme, brutal weather that's a whole new ballgame, and not just here. I mean, obviously what happened in Louisiana, what's happening in the Southwest with the drought, what's happening in California with the wildfires. This is a new world because of climate change that's going to take entirely different responses.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're surrounded by buffoons, stumblebums. And if you just heard the bottom of the hour news, you heard the mayor of New York. And, you know, New York City has a subway system that is below grade, meaning below ground level. And one part of New York subway system is 180 feet below the surface, yeah, below the street level. And on average, New York City is about 30 feet above sea level. So... There are tubes, tunnels in the ground that trains ride on that will flood if the pumps stop pumping the water out. And that's what happened. And people are living in basements. Think about this. You've seen this on television. You've seen the sidewalks of the big cities. And you've seen these iron railings around an area that has a stairwell going down from the sidewalk. And you see bars on the windows and the doors, you know, so people don't walk down the sidewalk and break into these basements. And there are people who are living in the basements. That's where they live. Not everybody, but some people live in these basement apartments. So when it really, really rains, where's that water go? It goes downhill. And basements are like one of the first places where the water goes. I saw some videos of the streets flooding in New York City a couple of days ago from Hurricane Ida. And you see this kind of like a fountain almost, maybe 3 feet in diameter. And you see water kind of pushing up from where the water level is probably 4 feet deep, 3 feet deep, 2 feet deep. You see this sort of a fountain. It rises up maybe another 6 inches above the height of the surrounding water. Well, that's the sewer system where it popped the manhole, the pressure of the water popped the manhole cover off the manhole hole. And water's pushing upward. And you can see it. And people are driving their vehicles completely ignorant to the fact that just ahead of them is a hole that will swallow the front end of their car and they'll never get out until the water recedes. People were driving their vehicles with water up to over the hood of their car. They're thinking, oh, I can drive through this. They have no idea how deep the water is. No idea. Now, around here where we live, there are signs on the low portions of the road. So where the road takes a dip, I'm talking about a concrete road, or a blacktop road. There are signs that say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And those numbers are 1 foot apart, vertically. That's to tell you that when it's flooding, if it's up to number three, the water's up to number three, the water's 3 feet deep. But that's life around here. So people are driving thinking they're going to get out of this, and they're driving into water that swallows their engines. What are they thinking? But that's what they did in New York City and Louisiana. Bert, any comments about how stupid we've become? And New York City doesn't even have, New York City doesn't have enough water to supply New York City. New York City has to import its water. So do most cities.
Yeah.
They have to steal water from other places. Go ahead.
You know, Vince,
any comments?
Vince, it seems like when anything goes wrong with these politicians and people running many of our cities and states, they immediately, I mean, it's almost comical, immediately go to two excuses. They pick either A or B. Either it's climate change or it's racism. And it's never their own incompetence. And I'm not saying that there isn't some climate change going on. We've discussed it many times before, and obviously there's things going on. But when something happens like what you described, and many other things, I mean, let's not even mention Afghanistan, but they'll never allude to their own incompetence. It's always climate change or racism, or a few times I've heard them both. So that's my two cents. But by the way, I do have an update on the sentencing of the eBay executive.
Okay.
So turns out the trials are still dragging on, with one exception. The former police captain of Santa Clara, California, was sentenced to 18 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release of home detention after the prison, and a $15,000 fine and 100 hours of community service. The other
case. Did you say the former police captain?
Yes.
Bert, let me share a very quick, tangential, but connecting the dots story. I grew up in the middle of nowhere on the East Coast. Farm country. And we had a part-time policeman, Charlie. Charlie was his name. And when he wasn't the part-time policeman, he was the part-time dog catcher. And when he wasn't doing that, he was driving the school bus. That's what he did. That's what Charlie did. Well, the people in the town, as the town started growing and growing and growing and more outsiders moved in, they decided it would be good to have a real police force, like the state police. They were going to build a police barracks there for the state police. What a great idea. We didn't have any crime to speak of before the police moved in. Then we had the police move in, and then when people would say, you know, we're going to Florida and we're going to, you know, be on vacation for a week. So they call the police and they say, look, do you mind swinging by and, you know, doing a drive-by because we're going to be in Florida for the week. And crime escalated. Burglaries, house break-ins. It went out of control as soon as we got the police. But before that, there was no crime. And so when people say, oh, no, police are really good, it's, you know, it's a rare exception. You're talking about a police captain, a former police captain, that sets the tone for the entire police department. He's corrupt. So what is the possibility that the rest of the police department is corrupt? It's like a certainty. Because the tone starts at the top. It starts at the top. It doesn't start at the bottom. It starts at the top. Any comments about that, Bert?
Well, I mean, other than agreeing with you, it's not good. I'm not sure what's happened to our society. I'm always optimistic that we can get things back, but, this case kind of illustrates how people just think they can get away with something like this. Amazing.
So my folks wanted to build a house next to our farm in Virginia. So the land was available for sale. So we bought the next next three parcels and put it all together for my folks. And they built their house. And they have the county had a building inspector. So they're building a brand new house. And the building inspector signed off on, the framing, signed off on the plumbing, the heating, the wiring, all the, phases of construction. And so the heating system I inspected was under the house. And it happened to be in a crawl space. And so I looked at it, and I got a copy of the code book. Construction code. And it did not meet the code. Because the chimney for the oil burner, the exhaust flue, was too close to the framing lumber near it. There's no way to fix this. Because the only way they could fix it was to excavate lower under the crawl space, remove the heating system, excavate lower, and then reinstall it. That was the only way to fix this, other than jack up a brick house, which was impossible. So I called the building inspector, and I said, I just check in to see, where we are with the building inspection. He said, oh, it's perfect. I mean, it's just perfect. I said, so you inspected the heating system and the plumbing? Uh-huh, yep. Okay. And everything's good, meets code? Yep, uh-huh. I said, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I have the code book. And you did not inspect the heating system because it doesn't meet code. And I guess I was the first guy to challenge this guy. And, they had to take the heating system out. They had to excavate under the house, etc., because it didn't meet code. So there's the guy who's, the government inspector protecting, allegedly, the taxpayers. And he wasn't. So I've seen this over and over and over, where government is in business for itself. So that's just one more example. So I think, Bert, based on all the things that we've been saying over the years here at USA Prepares, there's nobody to call. Who would you call that captain and say, look, I think there's some corruption going on? Do you think that guy would help you? Or do you think that guy would cover it up? Or do you think that guy would kill you?
he's in prison right now. I don't know what they do with former police officers in prison, but I don't think it's good.
Well, you know what they do. The prisoners hate cops. They absolutely hate cops. And the number of cops in prison are greatly outnumbered by the people who are in prison who are not cops. And so he's probably somebody's wife and enjoying all the benefits thereof.
Yeah. I have an update on the six executives. Four of them have pleaded guilty and are awaiting sentencing this month. Two decided to fight the charges, and their trials are being scheduled.
So if they admitted guilt, what is the likelihood that they're guilty? Pretty darn high, right, class? So we're talking about high crimes committed by employees of eBay, including the guy who runs eBay or ran eBay. Can you imagine that? What a petty little person he is. You know, we take shots all the time here at USA Prepares, especially me. I take shots at corruption. If I see it and I learn it's true, I'll take shots at it. And not once has any corporation come after me and said, you know what, Finelli, I'm sick of you beating us up for saying that we have lousy products. You know why they don't do that? Because what I say is true. And I've got the evidence. I've got the evidence. We went head-to-head with Citgo and Orscheln over a major, major crime against the American farmer, the takedown of the American farmer, and we beat them up. We beat them up. Of all the farmers that went after Citgo and Orscheln, I'm talking about the refinery, the oil company Citgo, the country of Venezuela. We were in the top 10 to beat them up. Actually, number 3. Bert and I will be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today, God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds. Don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Virtual expert, I wanted to ask you about the semiconductor shortage that the automobile industry in the United States, actually throughout the world, is experiencing. Particularly, Ford is unable to continue production and finishing the most ubiquitous truck in the world, the F-150 Ford pickup truck, standard size, full-size pickup truck. They can't finish them because they don't have enough semiconductors to complete the assembly of the truck. So they're sitting on parking lots, huge parking lots, thousands and thousands, probably tens of thousands of pickup trucks sitting unfinished, can't be sold because they're not complete. And General Motors is having the same problem with the competitor, the Silverado 1500 series pickup trucks. So we have automated these vehicles to the point where they require computer circuitry, many, many computers, up to 120 different computers on a bus in some vehicles. And now, because the Chinese make the semiconductors that the General Motors and Ford and other companies use, and because they can't get enough of these integrated circuits, processors, etc., they can't finish the trucks. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, actually, those microprocessors are mostly not made in China. And let's knock on wood, that's assuming they don't invade Taiwan, where many of them are made. Basically, it was just a perfect storm of bad things happening. You know, during COVID last summer, automakers slashed production and canceled orders for chips that they needed, not thinking ahead that, you know, there's a long lead time for these chips. Then auto sales have gone through the roof, or at least they want to go through the roof. There's just not enough supply. So auto manufacturers are selling every single vehicle they can successfully manufacture, and pickup trucks in particular are a hot item. So they're building these trucks, keep the lines going, leaving chips out. And the problem is the lead times for the chips. And it looked like we were going to try and get things caught up for the end of this year, but then some of the other chip manufacturers in Malaysia and some other countries started having shutdowns due to COVID. And so it further pushed things out. So I think things are going to work themselves out. It's just going to take time. They're building ships as fast as you possibly can. And as for Ford, I think Ford, this is just me personally, I'm not giving stock market advice to anybody, but I think when Ford finally gets enough chips, they have such demand for their trucks that company is going to see, we've talked before, I think the roaring 20s are coming. I am an optimist despite everything else going bad. I think, as Churchill says, we always end up doing the right thing after trying everything else. I think Ford is going to do extremely well in the next several years because they're going to supply those trucks. It just may take a year or two, and their profits are going to go through the roof. So that's my take on it. But we got another probably half year of pain with the chip supply.
You know, we work on vehicles here at the farm, and it used to be that you would replace the brakes, you know, the belts, the batteries, water pumps, steering suspension parts, shock absorbers, etc. Now, I'm talking about 1960s and the 70s. Now, we are replacing just as many sensors, electronic components, computers, ignition systems, that we would never have to replace before because they weren't there before. Now we have to replace them. And there's just as much replacement of those broken parts, the electronics, as there is in the other parts, the mechanical parts, the water pumps, the etc. And so people are finding out that these vehicles, the newer they are, the more difficult they are to maintain, the more expensive they are to maintain. And people are giving up. They're giving up. They just can't afford to keep the vehicles they have because they are, I'm talking about relatively new vehicles, because they're so complex. You know, it used to be that, you know, if you had a problem with, you would put new rings, piston rings in an engine that was, you know, lost compression. Now, if you have just one piston with broken rings, it is so expensive to get the engine out, disconnect it from the transmission, the power steering, the cooling system, the air conditioning system, you know, climate control, all of these accessories. It's so expensive to get that darn engine out that people are just saying, oh, I'm just going to get rid of the truck. I'm going to get rid of the car. It's just unaffordable. So we have painted ourselves into a corner. That's what I'm saying. Any quick comments, Bert?
Sensors, number one item to go out on vehicles right now.
Yep. And some vehicles, you can't even check the oil because there's a sensor. It's $185 to tell you how much oil is in your engine. Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
You got it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.